Good afternoon. It is 5:30 p.m., June 20th, 2024. This is a public input session on the Otter Tail Power Electric rate case, and that case number is PU-23-342. I want to point out Applied Digital Company is an intervener in this case, so they will be participating as well in the actual case. But this is about just a public input session where any of the North Dakota customers are certainly welcome to comment. And I want to assure people who are listening, our ultimate review will be much more thorough than what you're going to hear from if you're sitting on this. We have a team of highly qualified experts that are going to be reviewing this application very carefully, as well as we bring in consultants to help us with that process. We'll have a multi-day hearing with people under oath, but this is a different part of the process, and the company has submitted this application and along the way found an error or some new information, maybe is a better way to detail it. And so now the amount they're requesting has changed, but I believe Jess is going to touch on that. And we'll have the company walk through a real general presentation of what they're requesting, and then open it up either via telephone or via GoToMeeting for comments. Commissioner Fedorchuk, did you have any other comments before we start?
I don't.
And one other, if we don't have people online to comment, I think it would be wasteful for the company as well as our staff to sit here for a whole hour and a half. And I mean, it's the taxpayers and the ratepayers that are paying those costs. We won't just close immediately. We would give it some time. We'd wait around. We'll figure that out after the presentation and based on the number of calls we're getting. But with that, I will turn it over to you, Commissioner Haugenhofer, as a portfolio holder.
Thank you, Chair Crispin. I think I'll just, I have no comments. I think I'll just turn it over. I will turn it over to the company to go through their presentation. So go ahead.
Good evening. I am Jess Feary, Manager of Regulatory Proceedings. In this role, I have the privilege of managing our rate cases. Welcome to Otter Tail Power Company's North Dakota Rate Review Public Input Session. Please feel free to ask questions as we go, noting I will pause for questions at the end. Let's start by sharing a little bit about who we are. Otter Tail is a very small investor-owned utility is one of the very smallest investor-owned utilities in the country by the number of retail customers and retail revenues generated. We have a unique story to tell. Our mission is to produce and deliver electricity as reliably, economically, and environmentally responsible as possible to the balanced benefit of customers, shareholders, and employees, and to improve the quality of life in the areas in which we do business. As I mentioned earlier, we are a small investor-owned utility that serves customers spread across a very large, sparsely populated area in North Dakota, Minnesota, and South Dakota, as shown in the gray shading on the map. We supply retail electric service to approximately 133,000 customers, including roughly 59,000 North Dakota customers. We serve approximately 420 small communities and rural areas. We do not, however, serve Fargo or other large communities in the region, such as Grand Forks, North Dakota, or Moorhead, Minnesota. Our three-state, 70,000 square foot mile service territory is roughly the size of Wisconsin. We are headquartered in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, and are a subsidiary of Otter Tail Corporation, headquartered in Fargo, North Dakota. The average population of our communities across the service territory is about 400 people. In North Dakota, it's approximately 240. Jamestown is the largest community Otter Tail serves in North Dakota and system-wide, with a population of approximately 15,800 people. We only serve two other communities with populations over 10,000. They are Fergus Falls, Minnesota, and Bemidji, Minnesota, each with a population of about 14,000. Let's get to the main reason we're here today, to talk a little bit about our request. Otter Tail's low rates reflect our efforts to control costs, execute on major capital projects, and more recently, sales growth. These factors have allowed us to both maintain low rates and avoid an earlier base rate increase. Rising costs, higher interest rates, and changes to our customer mix all contribute to the timing and amount of our request. The North Dakota Public Service Commission established our current rate 6 years ago based on 2018 costs. Since then, costs we incur to provide our customers with energy and related services have increased and can no longer be offset by sales growth or reduction efforts. So it's time for the commission to take a look again.
Our IT guy can't control his phone.
All right. November 2nd, 2023, we submitted an application with a 2024 test year to the North Dakota Public Service Commission seeking permission to increase our electric base rates. The proposed net increase at that time was approximately $17.4 million or 8.43%. We've identified certain revisions to the calculation of our 2024 test year revenue deficiency. While revisions and refinements naturally occur in all rate cases, unfortunately, the refinements in this case result in a 2024 test year gross and net revenue deficiency that's higher than the amounts identified in our November application. We conferred with commission staff and our sole intervening party regarding a forthcoming amended application. In this application, our revised net revenue increase is approximately $22.6 million, or 10.90%. The forthcoming amended application request increases our original request by approximately $5.2 million, or roughly an additional 2.5%. We will not request any change to our interim rates. If the North Dakota Public Service Commission approves the overall forthcoming amended request as filed, a typical residential customer's bill would increase by about $15 a month. A typical farm customer's bill would increase approximately $38 a month. And a typical business customer's bill would increase by approximately $45 a month. The increase would be more for some and less for others, depending on the rates in which they're being served and the amount of energy that they use. Our rates for electric service in North Dakota are among the lowest in the nation and have been for several years. Even after this case, our rates will remain among the lowest in the nation. We've accomplished this despite the challenges posed by being a very small utility and serving customers in a large, sparsely populated service territory with substantial capital expenditures. On the graph you see here, the bottom dark line represents Otter Tail Power. The national average is the top dotted line. Even with our amended increase, our rates are still 32% lower than the 2022 national average. So what happens next? Due to the recent events and our upcoming amended application filing, this has caused some changes to the pre-established procedural schedule in this case. We want to provide advocacy staff and others time to review and respond to the forthcoming amended application. Therefore, parties have agreed to reschedule the formal hearing in this matter to the next available hearing dates. We're working with commission staff to set those dates, which will then determine the rest of the procedural schedule. As noted on the chart here, we do, Otter Tail intends to file our amended application and supplemental direct testimony on or before July 3rd. And I want to thank you all for your time, and I am available to answer any questions we may have.
I have one. On that maintaining low rates, the North Dakota rate comparison slide. What's your source? I'm just curious. On when I look at information on comparison North Dakota rates to others, what's your source?
Yep. Our source is the electric. Let me pull that up. I do have that. I apologize for not having that. I think it is EIA.
Mm-hmm. So this is Victor with staff. I look at a very similar report to this on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. I think I have it for the last 20 years, roughly. Yep. I don't recall if this matches up off the top of my head, but it doesn't look completely inaccurate as I see right. It here.
Yeah, it's the U.S. Energy Information Administration Electric Sales Revenue and Average Price Table. So EIA, so Energy Information Administration.
And that just provides the U.S. average, and then you can also get a North Dakota average from that as well. Mm-hmm. But those, the actual numbers for Otter Tail, Xcel, and MDU, are likely pulled from annual reports.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
and that is, to be clear, that rate is total revenues, total kilowatt hour sales, and a simple division.
That is correct.
Okay.
And the reason 2023 isn't on there is because EIA doesn't publish the 2023 rates until October of 2024.
And the fairly significant drop for you, I presume, has to do with the data center?
In part.
Lowering the average?
Yep. And then they're also in 2021, we had a large customer that was not consuming the kilowatt hours but had a minimum. And so the revenues were still up there, but the kilowatt hours weren't. And so that influenced that drop as well. But yes, the data center addition also impacted that.
Mm-hmm. Matt, do we have a lot of people online?
I don't see any.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
I don't.
So I'm going to ask one that I was going to ask this noon. But just forgot. When did the Tax Cut and Job Act, did that go into effect like the very end of 2018 or first day of 2019, I think? And this commission, I don't know how many other commissions around the nation did it, but I think it was few. We were among the leaders in kicking it off. Something I've long been very proud of, because at that point, there was a pretty significant cut in income taxes for utility customers. And because of just rate making in general, it's not like you have a lot of time to react. We needed to go immediately. Otherwise, it would be retroactive rate making, which is a no-no with FERC. Anyway, we took action and made sure that our North Dakota utility customers got the benefit of the tax cut, not the utility itself. So now I find it interesting, because we have a few other cases too, but you're ahead of them. You're the first ones that I've talked to about it. With setting a test year of this year, and my recollection is that that TCGA is expiring the end of this year or end of next year. If it does and is not revived, but you come in with a very expensive for you, expensive for your customers, rate case now instead of base year, are you imagining that you're going to absorb the what would be a tax hike if that isn't revived all the way until the next rate case? Or are you imagining a kind of a special action like we took with the TCGA when it was implemented? Or I'm sure you've discussed it.
Lauren Donofrio, Regulatory Counsel for Otter Tail Power. We hope that the tax cuts will be renewed. I believe it was a drop from 35% to 22% or something very close to that. It was quite significant and great for our customers. If that were to change, we might, and we were in between rate cases, we might request a deferral accounting or something like that, just to keep us out of that retroactive rate making place, but not make immediate changes to the rate, to the rates, and perhaps kick the can down the road a little bit and hope the legislature does something to help us all out. But there are a number of different mechanisms that we could use if necessary, but it's an awfully large increase potentially for really any utility to be able to absorb. Yes.
Victor or Leaf, did you have any questions?
I don't have any questions. We can talk about TCJA. That was a pretty fun year. that's what our general counsel and I spent 2018 doing was TCJA. So and at that time, the law was written in late 2017. It took effect January 1, 2018. And at that time, Otter Tail was already in before us for a rate case, as was, I believe it was MDU Gas. And as luck would have it, they're both here again at the same time. But because of that timing of having the rate case going on, we were able to make those adjustments as part of those rate cases. And then any of our other regulated utilities who are not before the commission for a rate case, we just kind of handle as many rate cases and came with settlements to the commission of how to handle those excess revenues. And honestly, we came up with some pretty interesting solutions for that, kind of using those excess funds to cover some under collection in lots of other areas. So even though it was a very painful year, I was pretty proud of the end result of that as well. So
you deserve to be proud. Our staff did tremendous work to make that happen so quickly. And the company was helpful. Still no one on either alternative?
Nope, no one in the video conference nor the phone bridge.
So, commissioners, what do you think is a reasonable time to just kind of be on hold? 20 minutes, 25 minutes? I don't know. In the past, I think we've waited a little longer than that, but it was usually on the heels of a few callers.
Yeah.
But this is the second of these now with none. And so I hate to waste a lot of the taxpayers and the company's resources either. So what do you guys have a suggestion?
Well, I would say because this is the second hearing and we've had no public feedback, I would have to say I'm comfortable at 6 o'clock. But you're going to have to give me some history there. I mean, we've had no input. I mean, I'm just curious, have you guys had any feedback from your rate case, calls at your company or anything?
Thanks for the thanks for the question. We have not really seen many questions or calls on it.
I don't know. I'm comfortable between 6 and 6:15.
Yeah, I'm thinking 6 might be a little kay. Fast. But
I'm fine with 6:15.
Yeah.
6:15 wouldn't be inconsistent with what we've done in the past. Okay. There's no hard and fast rule for these. It's not even required under the law to hold these meetings. We've just always made it a practice to do so to make sure the public has a good opportunity to give us their feedback.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with whatever, based on history.
Let's go 6:10.
Negotiation. Like it.
We will stay in line. So if someone calls, Matt, you can tell us and we can come back in. But if not, we will stand in recess until 6:10. We'll reconvene this public input session, and while we had our mics off, we discussed the case and the company explained it live for anybody to view or at least listen to. There was no comment then. We've waited another 20 minutes. There's no one on right now. No one called in at our previous public input session either. And Commissioners, any last things that you wanted to add?
Thank you, company staff. For being
here. No, just thank everyone for being here. The company and staff for being here too.
Okay, with that, this public input session is closed.